be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. They'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails. In my top hat and my white tie and my tail.
Kristen, I'm here at the WGXC studio in Hudson, New York, next to 7th Street Park, with Joan Geitz and Tom Rowe and Echo. They're working the board for us this morning, and we're here to give you the WGXC weekend events update. So, Joan, what's happening in Greene County?
Well, there seem to be a few things going on, and first of all, I would like to say that on June 5th, from 2 to 4 p.m., there's going to be the concert, the Bing Bang Boing Festival concert at the Catskill Community Movie Theater. That's from 2 to 4 p.m. It's presented by the Greene County Council on the Arts. Act 1 will be the Evander Quartet, lively string players visiting from the Eastman School of Music. Act 2 will be the Bing Bang Boing musicians in solo and ensemble performances. Act 3 will be improvisational jam session. This is free. And for more info, you can call 518-943-3400. Then we have a featured artist, which began May 27th through June 22nd. His name will be Bill Munster. He's a graduate of the German School of Photography in New York City. And during his time, he garnered 3 award-winning points, and his work appeared in the New York Times, Newsday, and even now, the defunct New York Herald Tribune. He then went on after School of Photography. He went on to become a high school teacher until he retired. So he has this photography going on at the HW Coffee Co. in Cairo on Main Street, right next to Slater's supermarket. It's really...
And that just opened? The coffee shop just opened
just
last week or something?
Opened, and there'll be a live interview on Sunday night at the coffee place. Now, there's also going to be, and I'm a little slow here, it's going to be on June 3rd at the HW Coffee Co. That's 235 Main Street in Cairo. Mark Patton, he is acoustic string, and he'll be playing. It'll be free, so free admission, and you can cozy up on their couch or just pass through for some coffee or other treats and support the local music scene.
And Mark's a great local acoustic guitarist and electric guitarist.
You know more about him then.
He used to come to our Cairo open mic that we did with the library all the time and perform. So,
that's wonderful.
I've seen him a number of times. He's really great.
Oh, okay. I look forward to that. June 4th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. will be River Day at the Cahotate Preserve. Now, advanced registration is requested, but this program is free and open to all. The Cornell Cooperative Extension and Greene County Soil and Water Conservation District will celebrate the 3rd annual River Day with an adventuresome exploration of the Hudson River estuary at the Cahotate Preserve. It's located on New York State Route 385 in Athens. The River Day event at the Cahotate Preserve will feature a hike to the river, where you will fish using a seine net. That's S-E-I-N-E, which I'm not familiar with.
Is that how you pronounce it? I was struggling with pronouncing that the other day. I don't know.
Is it? It's a good guess. Participants will explore the river shore at the site of an old ice house and visit Columbia Green Community College's environmental field station. Participants will meet at the parking lot of the Cahotate Preserve at 4 p.m. sharp. Then on June 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., there's going to be a garden fair. Admission is free. The Mountaintop Arboretum, Route 23C and Maud Adams Road in Tannersville, New York. The garden fair is a day-long event at the Mountaintop Arboretum in Tannersville, New York. We will be featuring select hardy trees, shrubs, perennials, and native plants, which will be available for sale. Plus, get advice from master gardeners and enjoy refreshments. You can call 518-589-3903 for that. There is also, on June 11th, 2011, Saturday, there's going to be an American Legion post number 1416. It's going to host a multi-benefit. It's a benefit for veterans. That's a Saturday, June 11th, at the East Durham Firehouse on Route 145 from noon until 5:30 p.m. There's food, and there is an entrance fee, and food is included. There'll be a silent auction, raffles, 50-50, music, face painting, and more. The proceeds will be earmarked towards Veterans in Hospital wish list. Veterans Legion Post 1416, Veterans K-9 Overseas, Veterans Homeless Shelter, Veterans K-9 Buddies, and donations are gratefully accepted. So that's June 11th in East Durham. There's going to be on June 11th. You know, there are tons of things on June 11th. Tons all over Green and Columbia. The fifth annual fundraiser for BD Powers Place to be held on Saturday, June 11th, up top the banks of the Hudson River. BD Powers Place is a wonderful Greek Revival house built in 1837. It was a gift to the village of Catskill, bequeathed by longtime Catskill resident Mary Dean Beatty in 1990. So you can find information by calling 518-943-4751. And maybe you'd like to check out and see what that is about. Then June 7th, there's a Hunter Planning Board meeting, the Hunter Town Hall at 5748 23A Tannersville, New York. And there is also Fashions of the 19th Century at Athens Cultural Center. That will be beginning June 4th through July 17th. And it's called Out of the Wardrobe, Trunk and Attic Fashions of the 19th Century. I don't know what it is today. Curated by Jeff Howell. And the opening reception will be from 6 to 8 p.m. on June 4th. So if you would like further information, that's at the 22nd Street in Athens. And it's open Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. And you can go to Athens Cultural Center, altogether.org, and find out more information about that. So don't forget about the Catting Around Catskill. That opened up. They have all the cats out there. And it's the public art project of 54 artist-designed cats located on Catskill Main Street around the town. The Cats Meow Auction and Gala will be held in September. And if you come all summer long, you can pass by and see all of these cats. They're very, very popular. It caught the eye of cable television last year, where Catting Around Catskill was featured in a segment of Must Love Cats on Animal Planet in March. And then you'll really enjoy them. I think they're the most beautifully painted cats around.
It's incredible how this must be the fourth year, I think, they've done this. And they're all absolutely wonderful, and new ideas floating around all the time.
I just don't know which. I want them all. But then, you know, if you want to go to the more dangerous species, you can come to Carol with the bears and butterflies.
Oh, that's right. You have butterflies, too?
And yes, they call it bears and butterflies. And we have that throughout Main Street in Carol. And then doesn't Saugerties have the horses? Or
they have something.
Hudson has the dogs, right?
Well, we had dogs for 2 years, but we don't have anything this year.
This year? Oh, no. I love dogs. And I liked their dogs. But anyway.
We have live dogs.
We have lots of live dogs.
And there may be a dog park soon.
That's right.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because, you know, I don't think people know. We have a Paws for Park in Catskill. Have you ever passed it? Tom. It's on 23B when you come into Catskill on the right side, and it's Pause for Park. You're not allowed in that park unless you have your animal on a leash. You have to have an animal with you. It's for it's beautiful. I used to take my dog there when he was alive. So you should check it out. It's a very nice park to spend time with. And there are other events, but they're later on in the month, so I'll let you go on.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the dog park, Tom, because there was a meeting on Tuesday here. It was held in City Hall, and about 20 people came to talk about creating a dog park for Hudson, which is badly needed because, you may know, we lost several dogs recently in a culvert in South Bay. They got sucked into the culvert and died.
Oh, that's terrible.
So there's been a crying need for a dog park and a dog run. And we're going to be looking at other people's dog parks, so I'm sure Catskill will be one of the ones that will be looked at by the committee.
Well, I hope they call in on Sunday nights and let us know about all of that, when I have the animal connections.
Oh,
going.
Great.
Yes.
Great. There have been a couple of other interesting meetings, too, we'll look forward to the one on the 14th to create a food co-op for Hudson. That's going to be a very important meeting. It's going to be held at 6:30 at the First Presbyterian Church. And I hope everyone who's interested in creating a source of buying food in the city of Hudson will come because, you know, at the moment we only have neighborhood
Chatham,
delis.
Does Chatham have one?
Chatham has
and
one,
Albany?
Yes.
Philmont
yes.
is about to have one.
And Philmont,
exactly.
Oh, then we need one.
Philmont
here.
Is just exactly. is forming a, the co-op hasn't opened yet, but they're filling it, committees and such to fill the old Storts that moved out of Philmont.
Oh, that's right.
Is there a food co-op in Greene County that I haven't heard?
I don't think so.
Maybe that's something we should
if anybody's
send
listening,
out there.
Anyone
yeah. listening, please?
Well, come to the meeting in Hudson on the 14th and hear how it's going to start, we hope. Another important thing that's happening in Hudson, of course, is the local waterfront revitalization plan, the LWRP, that's been in the works for some 20 years, I think. I'm not exaggerating. There's a lot of controversy about the plan, and there are several groups who are studying it very closely, and one is the Valley Alliance. They're having a meeting on June 7th at the Basilica down on the waterfront from 6 to 8 to give their sort of review of the LWRP that's about to come before the Common Council. The Common Council will have at it at a meeting later, but this meeting is on June 7th, which is next Tuesday from 6 to 8 at the Basilica. Tonight, there are a couple of public hearings before the Hudson Historic Preservation Commission. One is to consider an application submitted by artist Tony Thompson for a building behind his building on Allen Street. The other hearing, I believe, is at 6:30. There's a 6 o'clock hearing. Both of these hearings are in City Hall to consider public comment on an application submitted by Columbia County for renovations to the Columbia County Courthouse. These are significant renovations because they're going to put a handicapped ramp on this beautiful Beaux-Arts building. But the plan they have submitted is quite stunning. So I think people will be very interested in that. That's tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall. So that's what I'll have to say about meetings. The other thing I need to tell you is that local strawberries are being picked now and sold at, I know, at HomeQuest Farm Stand.
Yeah, we have wild strawberries growing at our place, and you could see the flowers. The other day we were looking at them and say they're just about to come out anytime, so it's the time of year for up here.
Oh, wild strawberries are wonderful. They're so sweet.
Yeah, love strawberries.
Does Echo like them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He likes strawberries.
She seems enthusiastic.
Yes.
Okay, well, back to events. There are two plays that are continuing this weekend. One is the musical I Love a Piano at the Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham. Reservations can be had at 392-9292. The other is You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on Charles Schulz's comic strip. This is the last weekend it's going to be playing at the Ghent Playhouse in, of all places, Ghent, New York. The number there is 392-9463. Many of these events, let me tell you, are on the website of WGXC, and people can find contact information there. There will be a kickoff for karaoke and a dance party at the American Glory Restaurant with DJ Ed. And karaoke is going to be there every Thursday night from now on. This is the first night. So, Joan, I know you like to dance. Maybe you'll come over and go to American Glory. You never know. There is an HD screening of the Roundabout Theater production of Oscar Wilde's play, The Importance of Being Earnest, starring and directed by Brian Bedford. This is at Time and Space Limited. That is tonight and also on Saturday. At both showings are at 8 p.m. Reservations are a must at 822-8448. The films at TSL this weekend are City of Life and Death, a bold recreation of the Japanese Siege of Nanking in 1937, told through the eyes of victims and occupiers alike. This is in black and white.
I read about that. It sounds very interesting.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
The other play is Queen to Play. Oscar winner Kevin Kline plays a reclusive American doctor who teaches a French chambermaid to play chess. You never know what might happen.
That's
over
right.
A chessboard. The schedule can be had at 822-8100.
Very strategic in many ways.
Yes, indeed. Okay, on Friday at 4 o'clock will be the ribbon cutting for the new refurbished Promenade Hill Playground. Promenade Hill, for those who don't know, is at the foot of Warren Street at Front Street. And it's where the Washington Hose Firehouse is. The firehouse is undergoing renovation, and the Chamber of Commerce and the Hudson Development Corporation offices will be there. They will be opening sometime this month, I believe. But this special ribbon cutting and celebration of the new Promenade Hill Playground is at 4 o'clock today. And Echo, guess what? There is a big fish there that you can climb on, a great big green fish. We have to think of what to name that fish. But you might want to go and take a look at that fish. And there are new swings and everything.
New swings, Echo. You want to go on the swing?
Yes.
I want to go on the fish.
On Friday, work in many media called Recreation, paintings by Doug Padgett, installation and performances by Black Lake, that's Slink Moss and Susan Jennings, all at History Laboratory at 624 Warren Street from 6 to 8. The performance by Black Lake is at 7:30. Just in Time is playing in the Greenport Town Park at 7 o'clock on Friday night as part of the Music at Sunset concert series. Cross River Youth Chorale concert is at St. James Church in Chatham. This is an auditioned chorus for treble voices who rehearse weekly at the Hudson Opera House, and I've heard them when I've had to run in there for various things. Absolutely angelic voices. Incredible. I think Cross River means both sides of the Hudson here in Columbia County and Greene County.
Okay.
And Lincoln Mayorga is the accompanist for them. At Spotty Dog, I apologize for not knowing how to pronounce all these names.
Yes, we're going to have to figure it out. They're very difficult names Friday night, aren't they?
Antioquia and Zelrosa. Zelrosa is Balkan Gypsy klezmer music. They're localish, I am told.
Really?
Localish, yes. Oh. That's at Spotty Dog.
So they'll forgive you.
And WGXC is going to have a live broadcast of that from 7 to 9:30. So that the 7 to 9:30 will be on the FM signal. The rest will be on the internet, so you can listen at home if you can't make it out to Spotty Dog.
Oh, that's great. But go to Spotty Dog and you'll find out how to pronounce these names. At Club Helsinki is Enter the Haggis, a popular Celtic rock band, blending elements of rock and pop with traditional Celtic fare. With Chris Newman and Simple Machines. Those are our local boys, homeboys here. At Club Helsinki at 9 o'clock, 828-4800. At Bard College in Olin Hall, I believe it is the Hudson Valley Chamber Music Circle concert, the Daedalus Quartet. That's Saturday night. And the Olin Hall is an absolutely wonderful, perfect place for chamber music. For reservations, call 845-339-7907. Well, Saturday is a very busy day. You talked about June 11th.
Yes.
That's also Flag Day here in Hudson.
Yes.
All else stops. It's just Flag Day. Or the Flag Day celebration. The real Flag Day is on June 14th. But this Saturday is Columbia County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day from 8 to 12 at the Highway Garage in Greenport. A chance to clean out the garage and get rid of hazardous and toxic materials. It's a wonderful opportunity. Do they do that in Greene County?
Yes, we have days like that. Yeah. Yes. They're very important, so you can get rid of.
You can't leave latex paint or hazardous materials like atomic waste or prescriptions. There are the whole list of things that are not allowable, but also a long list of things that are. And to find out what those things might be, call 828-2737.
Do you have to be a Columbia County resident?
Yes, you do, yes. And I think you have to have identification to prove that.
Yes, they do that in Greene County also.
It's also on Saturday, the Hudson Bush Farm Plant Sale and Exchange. This is a sale that's been going on for years. It used to be at Norman Posner and Charles Baker's farm called Hudson Bush Farm. And this, the plant sale is still called that, but it's held at Claremont State Historic Site on off Route 9G in Claremont. More than 30 vendors of heritage and heirloom plants. Everyone in Columbia County likes to go to that. The old Kinderhook Fair is in Kinderhook Village in the northern part of the county, or the middle part. Fife and drum muster, art exhibits, crafts, farmers market, tours of the Vanderpool House, and more. Lots more. Shall I go on?
Yes, please do.
The Evander Quartet is also going to be playing here in Columbia County at the Rolf Jansen Community Library on Saturday. These are award-winning string players from the Eastman School of Music. They've been playing all over Greene and Columbia counties. But they're going to also be giving a master class here for local music students at 2 p.m. and a concert at 4:30. That's in Hillsdale at the new Rolf Jansen Community Library. In Valencia is an auction of birdhouses, feeders, and flower pots decorated by local artists to benefit the new Valencia Theater. That's at call 758-1309. It's at 3031 Main Street, Valencia. I'm sorry we have to give these numbers so fast because I don't think people are prepared. But
maybe we should tell them when we start, just have your paper and pencil ready.
Good idea. Two exhibition openings here in Hudson on Saturday night. Stephen Hazard, printmaker at David Dubrunner Design, 610 Warren Street, and an exhibition at Carrie Haddad Gallery in the same block, 622 Warren Street. Early Summer Mix, works by Nancy Rutter, Paul Giovnowski, Willie Marlowe, Paul Katz, and David Konensberg. Dancing Under the Stars, the Columbia Memorial Hospital Annual Ball, 23rd Annual Ball, will be at The Point in Catskill this Saturday night. Call the hospital, I think, if you are looking for a reservation. Two Dark Birds plus the Landlines are going to be playing at Spotty Dog on Saturday night. Americana-infused pop rock from Long Island plus alt-country dream pop. Wow. Vladimir Pleshikov and Elena Winther are going to be playing Mozart and Beethoven at the Hudson Valley Arts Center on Saturday night. And Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole, pure Louisiana dance all night at Club Helsinki, starting at 9 p.m. If you're not too tired after then, after all of that, go to Trixie's Whorehouse Just Wear White Party with DJ Geo at the Red Dot Restaurant beginning at 10 p.m.
This is like the third year of this, the White Party?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's been going on.
I think a couple times.
This is the first I've heard of it.
It's good to know you can start wearing white now. It's allowable.
That's right.
There seems to be some law. Thank you, Echo, for your comment. Do you have any movie reviews for us? What's your absolute favorite movie?
What movie are you waiting to come out in the theater, Echo?
The next Harry Potter.
That's right. The next Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
That's a good choice.
All right. Well, back to mundane things. Not so mundane, though. Sunday. This is pretty wild, I'd say. Edible Wild Plant Walk with Russ Cohen, environmentalist and wild foods enthusiast, who will introduce some 25 to 45 different species of edible wild plants, give keys to identification and guidelines for safe foraging, bring a jackknife, bags for collecting samples, and notebook and pen. My father used to go out every spring and bring back the most disgusting things like cow slips, and we were just horrified at eating wild dandelions. Now, of course, they're a great delicacy.
So
to say nothing
smart.
Of the mushrooms. A Year in the Life of Clavrick is a display of a sequence of 365 photographs taken daily from April 8, 2008 through April 7, 2009. This is a project of the Our Town magazine in Clavrick, and these photos will be shown only once at 3 p.m. at the A.B. Shaw Firehouse in Clavrick at the intersection of 23B, 9H, and 23. At the Spotty Dog on Sunday, they just don't stop, do they?
No, they don't.
Americana pop from the Powder Kegs, plus spacey psych rock from our Columbia County heroes, Old Friend. 6 o'clock Sunday night. At Club Helsinki is the Oh, I'm in Trouble Again, Tizzy Moonwaz Quartet featuring John Medeski. Do you know them, Tom?
I just know John Medeski, so you can just, his name's easy to pronounce.
Yes. Slide over the other.
Medeski, Martin, and Wood over in, I think they are over in Woodstock.
I wouldn't know.
They're excellent jazz trio.
So shall I keep going, Joan? Do you have more stuff to tell us about in Greene County?
I did want to mention something, but that's on the 11th. I guess we can wait for next week.
Well, I wanted to tell, since we have a few more minutes, talk about what's ahead. And also, we've already mentioned on Saturday, June 11th, the Flag Day Parade. That is a big deal here in Columbia County. The parade is absolutely wonderful. very long, but very entertaining. And then on June 13th is the screening of a film about Hudson that
yes.
WMHT in Albany is going to be showing.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can see it on your television on Thursday, June 16th at 7:30.
And didn't they came and had local people make little
That's
films
right.
about Hudson?
Is yes, that? I saw quite a few recognizable people when they showed, you know, a brief.
Oh, they did?
Yes, they had it. They were, you know, coming up, you know, would be, what is it, Our Town or something? This
it's
is going to be Hudson.
Our Town yes. Hudson, right. We're looking forward to seeing it, too.
Maybe I'll see you there, Ellen.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I may end up on the cutting room floor, too. the weekend of June 17th through 19th is the Hudson Pride celebration. And last year was the first year for Hudson
I
Pride.
I went, yes. I took lovely, great pictures.
It was quite wonderful. And they are truly organized. Mm-hmm. So that this year they're having a three-day celebration. They're having two boat cruises on Friday. They're having the parade and rally and a dance party at Helsinki on Saturday. And Sunday, they're closing 3rd Street down and having a big family celebration where in one section, kids and their families will be able to draw with chalk on the street. So
oh,
it'll be
that's
this
a great idea.
Huge, big expanse of chalk drawings all over the street. There will be carnival rides and all kinds of entertainment and food and lots of fun.
And WGXC will have a live broadcast from the rally at Promenade Hill from 1 to 4 on Saturday. And we're also going to see if we can get a cell phone signal in the middle of the Hudson River, we're going to try to broadcast those DJ cruises on Friday night, too.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Wow, stop at nothing. Saturday and Sunday, June 18th, 19th, this is in some other county, is the Great Hudson River Revival with the Clearwater and Pete Seeger and the whole gang.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's always a very popular event. Just thought I'd point it out. And the first day of summer, June 21st.
I thought that was yesterday.
Yeah, it felt like it, didn't it? June 25th is the Hidden Gardens Tour in Spencertown. That's always a wonderful garden tour. And Saturday, Sunday, June 25th and 26th, the Hudson Teen Performing Arts Group from the Opera House is going to be performing Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream in that little pocket park across from the Opera House. So that should be fun. And then in July, outdoor movies will be held there. TSL shows all kinds of outdoor movies. Echo, there'll be lots of movies you'll
movies.
Be able to get to see.
Movies.
Whoopee.
Movies, yes, in the park. It's a very nice
movies
park.
In the park. Hooray, 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 hooray.
I hope they show The Wizard of Oz.
You like The Wizard of Oz, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
With the monkey, the flying monkeys?
And the Good Witch.
Wait. You like the Tin Man, right?
Yeah, Tin Man.
I think we should close by saying that people can go on the WGXC website, WGXC.com, and put their own event on just by clicking on Add an Event and following the instructions from there. And your event may be read on air as well.
Mm-hmm. Time permitted.
Okay, Fred, take us out.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. I didn't realize. It's time for Tell It Like It Is, so we better get going. You've been listening to the WGXC Morning Show with Ellen Thurston and Joan Geitz with the events in Columbia and Greene counties this week. Stay tuned for an older Tell It Like It Is with an interview with Suzanne Falzone, and then Al Jazeera English is coming up at 11 a.m. on WGXC. Stay tuned.
More people, why aren't more people further up the ladder being... You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre. It's hands-on radio.
Okay, hey, we're all done now.
Get your hands off me. But you're a dummy. I'm a ventriloquist, Harry. How else will you talk? All right, Steve. I forgot.
WGXC 90.7 FM and parent organization Free 103.9 join forces with over 20 different international transmission and radio art organizations.
24 hours of unique and original works for radio.